fifth canto, chapter 30, text number 30, chapter 8, text number 31. Remaining in that ashram, the great king Bharat Maharaj was now very careful not to fall victim to bad association. So he was still a great king, even though he's in the body of a deer. Without disclosing his past to anyone, he remained in that ashram and ate dry leaves only. He was not exactly alone, for he had the association of the Supersoul. In this way, he waited for death in the body of a deer. Bathing in that holy place, he finally gave up that body. Purport. Holy places like Vrindavan, Haridwar, Prayag, and Jagannath Puri are especially meant for execution of devotional service. Vrindavan specifically is the most exalted and preferred holy place for Vaishnava devotees of Lord Krishna, who are aspiring to return home back to Godhead. The Vaikuntha planets. There are many devotees in Vrindavan who regularly bathe in the Yamuna, and in this cleanses all the contamination of the material world. By constantly chanting and hearing the holy names and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, one certainly becomes purified and becomes a fit candidate for liberation. However, if one purposely falls victim to sense gratification, he has to be punished, at least in one lifetime, like Bharat Maharaj. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to the fifth canto, eighth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Description of the Character of Bharat Maharaj. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Hare Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurun Dinatara. A little knowledge of reincarnation, people are interested. Many people now say they believe in reincarnation, but they only think you can go up or you can come back in kind of the same and just keep enjoying, but you can go anywhere. Some, because of Prabhupada's books, I guess people are realizing that. I was on one airplane and the movie was showing really big, and it was bewildering because it was about a dog and many things were happening and the dog started having nightmares. And so I looked in the book, and in this movie the man was a big businessman on the cover of the business magazine. He had a big car accident and he became a dog. And he was a little puppy and somehow he escaped from the dog catchers. And then as he was growing up, he started having dreams about remembering his previous life. So he somehow traveled and he found his previous home and, you know, went to the door and the wife and kid came out and chased him away. The dog. They didn't recognize him. So somebody, I thought they must be reading Prabhupada's books, you know, and getting some understanding. You can go anywhere, so that's why we want to be careful. even in Vrindavan, you know, if someone is in Vrindavan, even born in Vrindavan, but they're sinful, then they'll have to take birth, maybe probably in Vrindavan, but in some kind of animal. So there's a lot of monkeys there. But now, Kali Yuga, it's not safe. You know, you can say, well, you live one life in Vrindavan as a dog or a monkey, then you can go. But nowadays, it's not very safe. They sell off the cow, the bulls, send them to the slaughterhouse. The experimenters from Europe come and take so many monkeys to England to experiment on them. It's not a good policy to think, well, I'm in Vrindavan now, I don't have to worry, I made it. Also, we've seen, every time I go and talk to the local people, we hear about someone, an old guy, you know, that would live there his whole life, and he got sick, and his family took him to Delhi, you know. Even one guy, they said he was begging them, please, leave me in Vrindavan, don't take me out. And they took him to Delhi, he died there. But at least he probably was thinking of Vrindavan. Many times we hear this. They're living in Vrindavan, but then they go out to get, or now they're all over Vrindavasis, we meet them all over the world. What are you doing here? I'm going to make money. You know. There was one Mataji in London. She's a doctor. And she's born in Ramanreti. Her father was some kind of, you know, yoga teacher. She was a devotee still, living in London. He had one brother was an American. He was completely like an atheist. And the other one was just somewhere, just mad after money. You know, they just wanted to go to America and get this degree and that and make more and more money. She finally went back to Vrindavan. But these things are going on, so don't, and even though we're not in Vrindavan, but, you know, we may think, well, I'm initiated, I'm chanting every day, but we have to be very careful. None of us are anywhere near the stage that Maharaj Bharat was on. Right? Anybody experiencing Baba? You know, ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna? I haven't seen any. Sometimes it kind of, you know, in the kirtan, when we really start dancing and something, but it's not like a constant thing like real Baba. Someone is just can't stop thinking of Krishna. But somehow he got bewildered. It can happen to anybody. We've seen it happen to so many. So we have to be careful. Because now if you became an animal, there's no ashram you can live in or anything. Once in a while, dogs show up. Jananda Maharaj wrote a book, Animals in Krishna Consciousness, most about dogs. Devotees had dog. Some people had the dog when they joined. Sometimes in a rural community, I know one, the dog just came. So they took him in the car and they dropped him quite far away. He came back. They did that 3 times, really far. He came back, so they said, okay, he's a devotee. And he just lived with the devotees. Took prasadam, you know, comes to the kirtans. And they have stories, and well, we had one in Malaysia. This one cow would come every day to the Bhagavatam class. Just come right inside, sit down, and then leave. And then after a while, she brought some other cows. And they had a Bhagavatam, some kind of saptaha or something, somewhere in India. And one bull came. And this bull attended everything. So they thought, must be just some chance, you know, that he happened to wander in there. But the next year he came again. So there's some devotee that somehow, you know, had to take this body, but then he's still fortunate, can live with devotees. It happens. Devotees have dogs that won't eat meat even if someone gives it to them. No, take only prasadam. One dog joined one of the first padyatras in India and came along for a long time, attended all the art, and he died on the padyatra. So, it can happen. So yesterday I was stuck in the car, so I was trying to read, and I found this prayer I haven't read for many years by Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is one of the main six Goswamis. He was the symbol of absolute renunciation. He didn't build a temple. He didn't Lord Chaitanya told him, don't eat opulently, don't dress opulently. And he just chanted, and he lived at Radhakund, he chanted 200,000 names, 128 rounds or something every day. He offered obeisance to 2,000 Vaishnavas as a discipline. And any other Vaishnav showed up, he also honored them. And he's 3 hours a day, he discoursed about Lord Chaitanya because he had been with the Swarup Damodar all the time in Puri, and so he had witnessed so much of Lord Chaitanya's leelas. So Krishnadas Kaviraj heard him, and that's why he had all this knowledge for Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he didn't write very much, like all the other Goswamis did. This is called Mana Shiksha, official name. Song name is Guru Goste Gostalayishu, Mana Shiksha, the mind. Teachings to the mind. O mind, I grasp your feet and beg you with sweet words. Please cast away all hypocrisy and develop intense, unprecedented love for my spiritual master, Brajabhumi. The people of my spiritual master, Brajabhumi, the people of Braja, the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas, the Gayatri Mantra, and the holy name, and the transcendental shelter that is the fresh young couple of Braj, Radha, and Krishna. So the mind is like a separate entity, so devotees pray to their mind. My dear mind, please, forget this, do that. Because the mind is supposed to be subordinate to the intelligence. My dear mind, don't concern yourself with the pious and impious deeds, Sarva Dharma Parichaya, described in the Vedas. Rather, intently serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Braj. Always remember that Lord Chaitanya is the son of Maharaj Nanda, and that my guru is most dear to Lord Mukunda. Very important. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, Radha and Krishna combined. In Bhagavad Gita, it says Sarva Dharma Parichaya, it says Trigunya Vishaya Veda. The Vedas deal only with the three modes of nature. But Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna, right? Rise above it. Is that right? So it's always the same instructions. People are just stating it in different ways. Just listen to me, my mind. If you desire to reside in Braj, birth after birth, and if you desire to directly serve the divine youthful couple there with great attraction, then with intense love, always remember and bow down to Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, and his elder brother Sanatan, and to all their associates and followers. Like when we say Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. That means all the devotees. Not just somebody in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but all the devotees now. All devotees. All Vaishnavas. Give up friendship with non-devotees, which is nothing but a prostitute who will steal the treasure of your heart, your desire to serve Radha and Krishna. Don't listen to talks of impersonal liberation, which are a tigress who devours everyone. You should even give up attraction for Lord Narayana, which leads to the world of Vaikuntha. Instead, just worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Braj, for they bestow upon their worshippers a jewel of pure love for themselves. So we're singing that too. I don't want any benediction, even Vaikuntha. And the gopis, during the rasa dance, Krishna left them. And they were looking for him. They went mad. They got a little puffed up. It doesn't even sound like pride compared to what we're used to. But Krishna was dancing with all the gopis, but they could only see that he was with them. He was with everyone, but they could see only Krishna. They were thinking, I'm getting special treatments. So Krishna thought they're becoming proud. They were just thinking, I'm so fortunate. But so he left. So then they went mad looking for him. So Krishna, he was standing on the forest path and he took a forearm form. He was standing there, Narayan. And the gopis came. They just paid obeisances to Narayan. They said, have you seen Krishna? Which way did he go? So that he said, he went that way. They went running off. They didn't care for Narayan. They just wanted to find Krishna. Then Radharani came. But Radharani's desire to find Krishna was so intense that Krishna couldn't keep that disguise. You know, it wasn't like a costume. So he again appeared as Krishna. There's a temple called Alanath near Jagannath Puri. And the deity there is four-armed form, but it's worshipped as two-armed Krishna because that deity stands for that particular Leela. Lord Chaitanya would go there during the before Rath Yatra when the deity was not open. He would go every day to that deity. The highwaymen, that means robbers, of lust and his friends, have bound me around the neck with the painful, horrible, powerful ropes of many wicked deeds. Please scream out to the devotees of Krishna, the killer of Bhaka, I am being killed, and then he will save me. He's telling the mind to scream out like that, Krishna. Why do you burn us both by bathing in the urine trickling from the ass of the great deviousness and hypocrisy? Instead, you should delight us by eternally bathing in the glistening nectar ocean of pure love for Sri Sri Gandharva Giridhari, Radha and Krishna. That's the name of the deities of Bhaktisiddhanta installed in Mayapur. Gandharva Giridhari, Radharani is Gandharva. Giridhari is the lord of the mountain. So he's, although he's totally renounced, he left, he was the only heir running up to the richest family in Bengal. And his father and uncle, you know, they tried everything to keep him at home, but he never cared for any of that opulence. He left it all behind. And he was the most renounced of all the Goswamis. He ate, like, every other day, ate this much buttermilk, which is basically water, and maybe a few chickpeas or something. And he just totally absorbed it. My dear mind, as long as the impudent, untouchable woman of the desire for fame dances in my heart, why should pure love for Radha Krishna touch me? O mind, continuously serve my spiritual master, the leader of those who are dear to Krishna. Then my master will quickly kick out that Haridan and allow the pure love to enter. So that he will mercifully smash my wickedness, even though I'm a great rascal. So that he will give me the splendid nectar of transcendental love, and so he will engage me in Sri Radha's service. Please, O mind, with words choked with emotion, worship Lord Giridhari here in Braj. O mind, please meditate on Krishna, the moon of Braj forest, as the Lord of my controller, Srimati Radharani. And please meditate upon Srimati Radharani, the queen of Braj forest, as Krishna's controller. And please meditate upon Lalita as the peerless friend of Radha and Krishna, and Vishakha as the guru who teaches them many things, and Radha Kund and Gavardhan Hill as two places, the mere sight of which bestows charming transcendental love for the divine couple. We're going to get a projector, and I have some movie. It's actually not, it's about Vrindavan town and all the deities there. It's like a tour around Vrindavan, things you would never find unless you had a very experienced guide, very beautiful photography. So we'll show that either today or tomorrow. Don't forget to project. Invite all your friends. Please worship Lord Hari's beloved Radha. The splendor of her beauty, she makes Rati, the wife of Cupid, Gauri, the wife of Shiva, and Leela burn with envy. With the power of her good fortune, she defeats Sachi, the wife of Indra, Lakshmi, and Satyabhama, second wife of Krishna. And with her ability to control Krishna, she completely eclipses Chandravali and other gopis. O mind, in order to attain the direct service of the two divine lovers, Sri Radha Giridhari, in the company of their friends, every day you must constantly drink with Rupa Goswami the five nectars of worshipping them, chanting their names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That is the way we're given by Lord Krishna. When you go around Vrindavan, you'll hear people chanting Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radha Radha, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Ram Ram, Sita. But and Sham, Sham. But we chant this Hare Krishna. That's the most, because it's a prayer of begging Krishna for service. When you say Hare, it's addressing Radharani, but it's in a begging mood to please to give me service, not just saying the name. It's calling out in a certain grammar. Chanting their names, meditating on them, hearing about them, and bowing down before them. Read Krishna book. Bow down before them, come to the temple. Every day, worship Govardhan Hill. These excellent instructions to the mind grant all spiritual benedictions. A person who stays with the devotees, follows Srila Rupa Goswami, and with a sweet voice loudly sings these 11 verses, will attain the matchless jewel of the direct service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the forest of Gokula. Then we can avoid the animal birth. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you'd rather be born as a cockroach or something in the home of a devotee than to be, and even Lord Brahma, but not be a devotee, not be in the association of devotees. So that's a devotee, not, you know, but still we should be, we want to please Krishna, so that the activities that might lead us to being an animal are not pleasing to Krishna. And we have to give them up at some point in our life. Most of us gave them up at some point. We vowed. Many people can't keep their initiation vows for various reasons. Basically due to Vaishnava Parada. People ask why to someone they seem so fired up and then they leave. Because they're offensive, they're puffed up. Krishna tells them, go away. They think I'm going away because these devotees are no good, but actually Krishna's sending them away because they're no good. Any questions? Keep what?
Pet animals.
Normally not. Depends on where you live. Because Krishna had pet dogs, monkeys, you know. But for devotees, if they become like in Los Angeles, when some devotees came to me saying that some of the devotees have dogs, Pujari and the cook. So the one that has a dog, Pujari, he's my godbrother, and he's a Vietnam veteran. So he's traumatized. So many of those people came back from Vietnam. They're totally... I know more than one devotee, and they're very strong devotees, very strong preachers, but still they have these nightmares and dreams about Vietnam, and they have to go to meetings and get counseling and everything. Many of them went crazy, not devotees, but other people. So for therapy, they advised him to get this dog, you know, and he walks the dog and takes care of the dog, and then he focuses his mind. So sometimes, you know, it's good. Pet cow is very good, but yes, taking care of cows is very hard. But we don't want someone to be too attached and only thinking of the dog and neglecting everything else. See, that's what happened to Varmar. He started to neglect his sadhana for anxiety about the deer. You have to be very careful it doesn't become your all-in-all. And in the countryside, dogs are just cats. Many temples have a cat. It's not exactly a pet, but they keep the rats away. New York Temple has one really nice cat, and she's always coming and sleeping on devotees' shoes and stuff. But you know, in America, if the health inspector comes and they find one mouse, they close you down. You can't serve any prasadam. You can't do anything. And the only way you can keep them out is with cats. The manor has a cat walking around. Dogs, usually not so much, but if in the countryside, dogs, they also help to protect your crops. But normally devotees don't, but many devotees do keep dogs. But they're attached, but they have to be careful. Sometimes they're more concerned about the dog than other devotees, you know, deities. Because dogs are nice. That's why Bhaktivinoda wanted to be the dog of the Vaishnava, because the dog is completely loyal and never gets mad no matter how you treat it. So we want to be like a dog for Krishna, not like a dog having sex on the street, licking everything you see, but that those six qualities of a dog that Chanakya Pandit mentioned. One is this extreme loyalty, they're satisfied without eating very much, they wake up instantly. You know, so they're good for different reasons. I can't remember the other ones. Is that all right? Yeah.
In the purport, it was mentioned that Vrindavan is the perfect place for devotees who are starting to go back and back to God. I would know a good place of Kalibachitana Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadu.
Yeah.
And the Akutama also is in Navadu.
Mayapur is not different than Vrindavan. I don't know if it's higher, but it's said that in this day and age, other pilgrimage places are getting weaker due to all the impure people of it. Mayapur is getting stronger. And Mayapur is called Odarya Dham. And Vrindavan is quite harsh. And you have to be, you know, any offense there is taken very seriously. Mayapur is much more accommodating and tolerant because Lord Chaitanya. But a real devotee can see it as non-different than Vrindavan. And so like Gaurakishore Das Babaji and Jagannath Das Babaji, they were very... highly respected Babaji's in Vrindavan, but they moved to Mayapur. One of them said, "Well, I'm not pure enough to stay in Vrindavan." You know, they're showing us. Haridas Thakur never went to Vrindavan. But any holy place is good, and any place where Krishna is being worshipped. So, you know, like you say the gopis are higher and this rasa is higher. In one sense that's true, but in another sense it's not. It's not higher and lower like in the army, you know, you have sergeants and lieutenants and captains, and you know, there's definitely higher and lower in any kind of business. But in spiritual things, there's something, but it's not the same. It's more of a horizontal higher and lower. There's more, like the conjugal rasa has more different varieties of ways to serve Krishna. But it's not like it's inferior and the cowherd boy is getting cheated because he's not a gopi. Every living entity has their way of relating to Krishna. Is that all right? Holy places like Vrindavan, Haridwar, Jagannath Puri. Prabhupada just mentioned like the main ones, but Mayapur is mentioned so many times. And now if you go to Vrindavan, don't bathe in the Jamuna, because it's not the Jamuna. But after many, many years, if you haven't heard of this campaign, the Jamuna, they have diverted it way before Delhi. They've diverted the Jamuna for some agriculture or something. And so only a tiny little water goes past that, and it dries up within a few kilometers. So the riverbed is there, and water is coming out from Delhi, but it's all just Delhi sewage and Delhi factories, and that's what's flowing into Vrindavan. So if it rains a lot and the Jamuna, so-called, in Vrindavan gets big, it's diluted, but it's still, it's not the original Jamuna that, you know, that flows from that. So there's many devotees have been campaigning. If you go on the internet, please do savejamuna.org, and there's a petition, and you can just sign that petition online. So the Supreme Court of India, I think after more than 20 years, they finally said that they have to do something to stop all this junk coming into the Jamuna. But they haven't done anything to start the Jamuna coming in either. There's a plan, it's very simple. They have to dig a canal or something, but, you know, Kali Yuga. These devotees have been campaigning all over the world, Brijvasis, because Vrindavan has been ruined, you know, by Kali Yuga. And they're still now, they're selling their bulls and the forest are all, you know, you go and on Parikram and they say, this is such and such forest, but there's no trees. Maybe you look out, you see one or two trees in the distance. But in Krishna's time, the sun didn't hit the ground because there were so many trees and grass everywhere and everything was really opulent. And there were no tractors. Everybody's working with bulls, and there were so many cows and bulls that the ground was flooded with cow urine and stools, that was so fertile. The one group now, the Sir Brudge, they rescue 20 or 30 cows a day, you know, that are on the way to the slaughterhouse or strays, and they have 20,000 cows in Varshana. And they said the farmers now, they call them, please bring your cows to our land, you know, because in a few days of thousands of cows, their land becomes really great, fertile land. It's the best way to fertilize. So devotees, it's part of our mission. Actually, we're supposed to talk about it all the time, every class. The Jamuna, save the Jamuna. And don't drink the Jamuna, don't take a bath in the Jamuna, you can die from it. What's the so-called Jamuna in Vrindavan? It's all sewage and deadly. And sewage, Delhi is a big city and is dumping so much. And then the factories are all uncontrolled, just pouring whatever they have into the water. That's how people do in Kali Yuga. Until probably here it's like that also. You know, there's no government hasn't got strict control over pollution yet. Like in America, every year you have to take your car in and they smell your exhaust with a machine, and if your exhaust is not, you know, too much whatever, then you can't drive your car anymore. You have to go get a new muffler and you have to get everything fixed. You know, you have to do that in many countries. So, because they started out like everywhere else, and they didn't have any control, and then everybody's dying from the pollution, and they finally have to do something. And even though they try to advise the third world countries, they get mad because it's expensive to take control. It's expensive. They want to just cut down all their forest and make money and pollute everything. They say, you did that. Now you're envious. You don't want us to do it also. But they're actually trying to tell them to be careful. Some countries are being careful and trying to take control. But India's trying, but it's very late. They have no forest left. And their main fuel was the cow dung. But they've killed so many bulls, now they don't have enough dung. And then they don't have enough trees to... And they have to import oil and gas, you know, for cooking. But before, nobody... Around Vrindavan, there's plenty of cow dung. There's mountains of it everywhere. And that's their fuel. So. All right? Any other questions? Mataji? Yeah. I can't hear you.
Just as Kavit Yamuna River is dried up, so we want to dig it up so that the water can flow easily.
It's not dried up, it's flowing like anything in the mountains. But then they built a diversion and they turned it away for agriculture. So the water doesn't go beyond that thing. 3% goes beyond that. But that, within 10 kilometers or something, it's gone. It dries up. The water is coming from, you know, from the origin, like anything. Very beautiful river. All blue color and very wonderful. Huh? Yeah, but that's the river bed. But the water is all just sewage of Delhi. It's not, or it's rainwater in the rainy season. It's not the original Jamuna water. You'll see it in Vrindavan also. But it's really polluted, but it's not the original Jamuna water. Now, whether that water becomes Jamuna because it's in the Jamuna bed, we don't, you know. I don't know how far you can stretch things out, but that's the point. They do that everywhere. In Israel, they have the famous Dead Sea, right? Heard of that? The Dead Sea. So that's fed by the River Jordan. The River Jordan is deep and wide, right? Hare Krishna's on the other side. But now they're taking so much water out of the River Jordan for agriculture that the Dead Sea is going down like every year so much. You can see on the shore like 10, 15 meters difference every year. It's going to dry up because it's the only source of water. And you know, the same thing. They have different ideas they could do, but nobody cares. When these people went to the Indian government about the Jamuna, they said, well, it's not a voter issue, so we're not going to do anything about it. It's not going to make any difference about the voters. So that's why they're trying a worldwide campaign and get people concerned and get Indian people concerned also. That's Kali Yuga. The Govardhan is disappearing. Ganga is disappearing. Everything is shrinking. In some years, you won't be able to see over that. It'll be all gone. And Ganga is still coming like anything, but not as much. So. But Lord Chaitanya's movement is coming, and is changing everything. He's waking people up and making things happen. So the Supreme Court made an order that they have to cap off all this pollution going into the Jamuna. But, you know, who's... Whether they'll, you know, they make so many laws in India. They have a law in Bombay, no plastic bags in the shop. So I went in the shop, the guy hands me a plastic bag, and he had a sign right behind him. Law number such and such and such and such, no plastic bags. I said, what about that? Doesn't matter. You know, if the police come, you give them a little money, then they... Now they made a law against plastic bags in Vrindavan. They tried it before, but now they actually made a law. Because so many tourists are coming there, and the plastic bags are jamming up all the waterways. You know, so that water doesn't flow. And the sewage doesn't flow. And the fresh, and the cows also, people throw food out in a plastic bag. So a monkey or dog, they can get the food out from the bag. But the cow can't do that. The cow just eats the whole bag. And the bag, they can't digest. So many cows die from it. They found one cow. They catch cows, stray cows, and the belly's all swollen up, so they cut it open. It had a thing like this big of plastic, solid, hard. Couldn't cut it. They had to get a metal saw to cut it. So that, because the acid of the cow's stomach and melted the plastic or something. So then they die from it. So there is concern, and that's why they're trying to ban it. But, it's so convenient. Even here they talked about don't throw plastic. I saw it in Ghana, in Accra. Don't throw plastic, some fine, right? And there's much less now because of Mr. Lakhani recycling it and paying people to bring in the water bags, right? $100 a ton. So trucks are coming from all over the country and they pick it all up now, but not all. But still you find it everywhere, especially in a waterway. Or even you walk up the Tirupati Mountain and all along the side there's so much plastic. I walked along in Port Harcourt, we had that school. And right across from the school, which is about this far, there's so much garbage thrown in the bushes, all plastic. It must have been our school student. Nobody else there. Nobody came in from outside just to throw it. People don't care. It's a strange mentality, but you know, they don't care. They throw garbage right in front of their house and just let it pile out. Think, well, that's normal. So we're trying, you know, in ancient, not that long ago, there was no plastic, and every bag was cloth or leaf or something. You can throw that, you know, but you can't throw plastic. And people don't know. In the Pacific Ocean, there's an island of plastic garbage that they say as big as Texas, the state of Texas, the biggest state in America. It's just floating in the ocean because all the currents and people throw so much junk and it all comes together. And it's all snarled up and full of dead animals and birds and fish. And so we should think like that. In Vrindavan, a bunch of Matajis went out to clean up the street near the temple. So they were cleaning and, you know, pulling all this junk off the side. And the one girl said, I'll never throw a plastic down again. And she saw how it was and how it was ruining everything. Otherwise, the rain will wash everything away, see, but all the plastic snarls it all up. And it never dissolves, it never degrades. So. Any other question? Yeah. What's obvious?
I said that they are always good.
Sorry.
They always advise us to go to India with our own eyes.
Yeah.
But we can see that it's your relationship from the previous or anything that was taken in scripture are so obvious that if you don't know the scripture, one more that we want us to have to accept them as stated in scripture. You know what you're saying?
Yeah, it's a test, you know. It's like coming to the temple. We have to understand that devotees are spiritual, that the deities are spiritual, everything. can't judge by our, you know, conditioning. So Vrindavan, Prabhupada said, all this that we see, all this crazy stuff, it's a covering to keep mundane people out. You can also see in Vrindavan so many great sacred people, and it's still Vrindavan, no matter what kind of junk they throw all over the place. But then devotees, you know, we're trying, the more and more devotees are taking the responsibility to try to clean it up and try to do good there and try to, you know, fix things up. And more people are doing that now around the walk around Vrindavan. They build like a nice footpath where you don't get run over by cars, and Govardhan also, people giving out water. They're planting so many trees, you know, and they're trying to make things better. We have to take part in it, and we have to educate people. Sasrup Maharaj, he asked Prabhupada once, he said that in Vrindavan, Krishna is everyone's guru, but we see people doing so much nonsense. And Prabhupada looked at him and he said, just like I am your guru, but you don't always follow what I say. So they got so advanced in their previous life, they're born in Vrindavan, but they might not, you know, they don't always take it right. But some, I saw this time in Vrindavan, a lot of improvement. We went to Govindakund and nobody was hanging around, nobody was washing clothes and washing their hair with shampoo and everything. Because they made laws, you can't do that, you know, in the holy places. You can't just use all this commercial soap and everything. So they're changing. It's due to Prabhupada's influence, pushing back the Kali Yuga, which is Chinese. Anna?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think last time when I was in my office, this issue with the petition with Yamuna came about.
Yeah.
So this November, on the 9th of November, the Supreme Court ruled that clearly Yamuna River in Delhi is nothing but the sewage drain from Delhi. So the court has given 3 weeks. The experts should go out and try to come up with plans.
That's what I said. Yeah, I said that. Finally, it was like 20 years it's been before the Supreme Court. That's the way the Indian courts work. There's court cases in India where the lawyers are the sons of the first lawyer, and everybody's the sons of the original people, and they just never can settle it. Maybe they just don't want to go against somebody or something, you know. You don't want to say that. Yeah, so that's the point I said there. They made an order, they have to cap all this pollution going into the Jamuna, and they have to find a plan to do something. They didn't talk about opening up the flow from up above yet. So then there'll be nothing, you know, unless the heavy rain stops. But we keep, you know, thousands and millions of devotees all over the world are signing this petition. It has that effect. And devotees in India, they march and they're visiting all over the world, Indian ambassadors and everything. A few rich bosses really working at it, going to every Hindu temple in the world and encouraging people to get into this.
So the address, is it yamuna.org?
Yeah. SaveYamuna.org, one word. All right? Any other question, comment? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Prasadam distribution ki jai. Book distribution ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.